This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Watch Shop, from high quality watches to elegant jewelry. Save 25% off with code MMA25. Paleo on the go. Find delicious meals that fit your specific diet. Save $20 off your first 3 orders with code MMA25. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 640. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Ruth, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Did you lose your gumballs?
No, I got my cord stuck. Now. I was like, well, why is this so tight?
It's because it was choking me.
It was on my wheel here, on my chair. Now we're
good. Gotcha.
Discombobulated. How's it going?
Straight out of Vegas and go back in the States.
How'd it go?
I don't know. It was great. It was a great show. And that finally scoped out the sphere, saw you two. Maybe I'll post a little imagery. Can't post the sound. But it relates back to how would the UFC look in the sphere now that I sat in a 400 level and couldn't even see the band, which was my choice. I wanted to do that because I was more of the experience. I think you could be in the 300 level and still see what's happening down there. But from a fight standpoint, you ain't seeing dick in the 400s. You ain't seeing dick in the 300s. You'd have to be in the 200s. Because I don't even know where it's comparable to anywhere else that we've watched fights. Obviously, you don't want to be on the main level because if you're flat, you ain't going to see shit unless you're like first few rows. And I never really enjoyed being that close to the fights. It's nice to do once, to hear like the punches and all that shit, like the local MMA, but for like a big event like this, I just don't see how it's gonna work because it's just too much distraction. Like I showed you some of the videos, and like it is fucking overwhelming.
Bananas.
The amount of light that shit is kicking out, and God knows what they're gonna be putting up there with the UFC. I mean, yes, you're going to have a bigger screen behind you that everyone's going to be able to see, but the amount of distractions, I just think about, like, you know how ESPN 2 or 3, whatever one of those channels has, where not only do they have whatever the main sport is, they might have a ticker across the bottom of the screen, something down the right side, something down the left, something across the top. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fucking overload. If I'm at an event, I just want to see the fucking fight. Not all the nonsense.
So how do you think that would work? Like they would put the fight on like in a big screen behind the fight, like part of the, like, wouldn't that be distracting for the fighters though?
It's going to be distracting 100%.
Like,
because
you're punching the guy and you're like the size of two houses or maybe bigger even, right? Exactly. Like that'd be weird.
And the amount of brightness and darkness that is going to change just based on what camera angle that they're using is going to be distracting, because then that's going to be throwing light and shade in the octagon too. So it's like a whole clusterfuck trying to do it. I understand he wants to do it from the cool factor, but I think it's going to be a fucking nightmare fan experience if you're actually there. It might look cool on TV when they show you some alternate shit, but I think it's only good for concerts. And like if you had some kind of crazy IMAX movie, that'd be probably what it's used for, you know. But they can prove me wrong, but I believe I'm right on that one, so.
Yeah, I'm not super excited about the idea of this. It's sort of like Mexican Independence Day, right, is what they were talking about.
Yeah, and just how tight the seats were. Like, if anybody wants to pass, everybody in a row's got to get up. I know some of the other places are kind of like that, but literally your knees are touching the fucking bar in front of you, and the incline is super aggressive.
Okay.
Because it's like stadium seats on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
So like I almost fell over just fucking walking up a step. I'm like, holy shit, this is steep. And I don't remember where else it was super steep. I was in some other stadium in the top. I'm like, what the fuck, man? This is crazy. So, but you're not going to have an obstructed view, even if you have a tall person sitting in front of you. But yeah. Talk about those Bears. Bears.
Oh, the Bears. I mean, it's more of the same. We're going to win some games here right at the end to fuck up our chances of getting a good draft pick. I mean, what else is new? They looked all right against the Lions, I suppose.
For the second time. They didn't blow this one.
No. Four games left, maybe? Something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think if everything ended, if the season ended right now, Bears would have the number one pick from Carolina. And I think they're sitting around the number five for their own pick. So they're more than likely going to get the number one and more than likely probably in that 5-7 range for the second.
Wow. Pick, yeah. From Bears. Carolina's 1-12. Ouch.
Yeah. And I think they've got two games on everyone else. I think the next team's like 3-something. Wins. So more than likely they're going to end up with the. And the nice thing is when they made that deal, I don't know if the NFL does this because hockey does it a lot where they project draft picks.
What do you mean?
So like, say I'll trade you a round one draft pick, but it's top 10 protected. So if it's a top 10 pick, I'm keeping it. And then you'll get my next year's first rounder.
Oh, I don't know.
So luckily that didn't happen. Like the Bears, it's just a straight up wherever you guys finish, I'm getting your pick first round. Or like, oh, so beautiful. That was such a good deal. DJ Moore.
I know. I mean, some things really look good. Some things still don't look great, but some things look good. I don't know. Like I'm confused because there's like a little bits of hope.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what it all means.
Well, it's some aspect of coaching, right? It's some kind of coaching. Mm-hmm. Is it the defense? And also you added Montez Sweat on defense, and it looks like you make one addition and he's a multiplier. Now the defense is like top in the league or close to it for the last handful of games. Like fucking A, make a couple of changes, coaching, quarterback, who knows? It's always mm-hmm. fun to see.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping that maybe we'll get that draft pick and next year we'll be solid. But I don't know.
They can stop winning games.
I mean, like right now would be good to stop like immediately. Yeah. Yep.
There's no incentive. So I guess we'll talk some MMAs. What's going on out there?
Yes, what should we talk about? Should we talk about the upcoming UFC? Should we just talk MMA sure. news?
Yeah, let's talk about UFC 296.
Where the hell is my thing? Do you have the... Here it is.
Yeah.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Okay, UFC 296. Mm. Edwards versus Covington, happening December 16th, which is like a couple days away. We have Leon Edwards versus Covington. Alexander Pantoja, is that right? Versus
yeah,
Brandon Royal, Royval, these names. And then we got, you know, Stephen Wonderboy against Rachmanov.
Yeah, Wonderboy is going to get absolutely destroyed.
I think so is Tony Ferguson.
100%.
I mean, I got to say, this card looks decent, like from a maybe buy, not buy perspective.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Should we talk about the main event? Colby Covington making a return after being absent since, spring of 22?
Fuck, man. He's been out forever. I think he's just, I don't know. I mean, it's a tough fight for Leon. I mean.
It is.
I don't even know which way to go on it because I don't like Colby.
I don't like him. Well, he's got the wrestling, right? And Edwards is more of a striker. So I don't know like how that's going to play out necessarily, but Covington with the long layoff, I feel like to me, that's going to be a disadvantage for him. And Edwards, no strangers to fighting wrestling guys. He's been around a while. I got to go with Edwards with a KO here, and I don't think it's going to go very long. I think a round end of round one, early round two is my prediction.
I hope so. That's what I want to see happen. I don't want a guy like Covington to win.
No. He's like the supervillain, as he describes himself.
Yeah, well, he's not himself. And I just can't stand these guys that are just trying to play a character. Like, just be who you are. If you're not exciting, you're not exciting. You're fucking Stipe Miocic. And I still won't like you. I'll like you less if you're playing a character. Like, I like Miocic more than I like Covington. How do you like them apples, Colby?
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm going to actually pick Colby to win. And I hate to say that by a boring fucking maul you down decision.
Don't say that.
Yeah, I don't want to see that, but I feel like he can just grapple fuck him into submission. Which I don't want to see. I don't think anyone wants to see. But the real interesting fight, I think, is the Rachmanov-Stephen Thompson fight, where Rachmanov's got so many first-round finishes. And this was the fight that it seemed like payback against Wonderboy for, like, talking and all that shit about, hey, I made weight, the other guy missed, and I should get paid. And then they offer him this fight. Like, well, here's the fight then, fucker. Like, great, thank you.
Speaking of Wonderboy Thompson, did you see who he's been training with?
No.
Check it out. I can't share sound due to copyright. Here he is training some kicks with Jack Black.
Nice.
Jack looking pretty limber in his old age. I mean, I'm pretty impressed that he can throw this kick so swiftly. Hi-ya! Wonderboy Thompson's like, oh, hi-ya.
Yeah.
And he's like, the leg. I hurt my leg. Anyways.
And I thought Jack was supposed to walk out with him at the last fight, but he had to pull out. And maybe he's going to walk out with him this fight.
Maybe. Maybe.
Let's see. Where's this one at? Vegas. I didn't even pay attention to where the T-Mobile Arena was when I was out there. I did see the...
Isn't that where the Kraken play or whatever? Or no? Is it, who's Vegas? Is that the Kraken?
The Vegas, Knights.
The Knights, that's it. Not the Kraken.
No, I saw the football stadium as we drove around. I don't think I saw the other one. So, yeah. That should be a decent card.
I think it'd be solid.
Speaking of solid, talk about some sponsors.
Sponsors! Ho, 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 gentlemen. Get ready to jingle and deck your balls this holiday with the help from our friends over at Manscaped. The leaders in below-the-waist grooming have just launched their performance package 5.0 Ultra, but I like to call it the small gift for your big package, featuring Santa's number one helper, the Lawnmower 5.0. Manscaped can guarantee you'll be stuffing more than just your stocking this season. Let your ornaments shine and enjoy 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Mrs. Claus will thank you.
That's right. She's very thankful, that lady.
Mm-hmm.
Performance Package 5.0 Ultra is the one-stop shop for holiday gifting perfection.
And just remember, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Give the gift of Manscaped this holiday season.
Word. We're going to take a sip of water. Feel a cough coming on. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performances, get that extra confidence in the beds and bedrooms. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
Process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Best part, all done online. No visits to the doctor office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. BlueChew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. For your package.
That's what it's all about. No one will know. No one ever knows. No. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free Use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Cold turkey may be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break your bad habits. We're not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor. We're talking about our sponsor, Fume, and they look at the problem in a different way. Not everything in a bad habit is wrong. So instead of a drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit? Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does exactly that.
Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety before breaking your habit. You got to try the new Solano Fume. It's made with a premium walnut barrel and an onyx-coated mouthpiece that has a slightly softer finish.
Start the holidays off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/MMANuts and get the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show and also the viewers 10% off when they use our code MMANuts to help make starting the good habit that much easier.
Word.
Back to the show.
I'm going to show this finish from a fight that happened over the weekend. I'm going to blur it out. This was the Khalil Roundtree.
Was it bad?
Anthony really bad. Smith. No, it was pretty cool because he showed a lot of restraint. Mm-hmm. And he discombobulates him.
Oh, geez.
And then he's, I don't know. People are saying, is he bringing the fucking hammer of Thor down on him? He's just cocked it up like, oh, man.
The ref is like, oh, okay.
Good I for think him. He's seen enough for this fight.
I like it.
I saw that. Uh-huh. Let's see what else. There's this weird rumor of Conor McGregor running for president of Ireland has been floating around.
Whoa.
I'm looking at this tweet and he's saying he's looking at his potential competition. If I run, he's like, Gary is 78, Birdie is 75, and Enda is 74. Each with unbreakable ties to their individual political parties and blah, blah, blah. So basically Connor is 35. I'm going to have to cough here.
Do it. For those of you, and not in no, Matt is recovering from serious illness.
Yes, I'm still semi-ill. Mm-hmm. I think I'm always sick in the head, but...
Totally.
So Connor is 35. And he's claiming, I'm young, active, and passionate. I got fresh skin in the game, blah, blah, blah. So do you think he'll actually run? And if yes, he does, do you think he wins?
I think yes and yes. I think he runs and he wins. I mean, again, maybe not, because I think he's definitely going to run. But politically speaking, I don't know how corrupt shit is in Ireland. He may not win because of all the, you know, he'll get fucking blown up or something. I don't know. Like, they might come after him for doing that because he could potentially win the public vote. So
yeah, he's like the people's champion. And the weird thing was, so he tweeted that out, and then Elon Musk like replied, so it got like massive exposure. And then Connor kind of laid out the path of all these like fucking different things that have to happen, and you have to win in these kind of four countries or communities, and then five of these people need to approve you, and then you need to fucking lightning strike to land over here. Like, so much bizarre shit just to get, I think, on the ticket. I'm not exactly sure how it works, mm-hmm. but it sounds like it's next to fucking impossible unless you're in the like political parties to like get in. But it'd be amazing to see. Cause I feel like there's a change happening.
It looks like Ireland uses, presidential election uses a single winner public vote. So like, it sounds like it's like the popular vote gets you in. So if he gets the popular vote, it's not like here where we have an electoral college.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like from what I can read, I could be wrong. Don't know that politics very well, but it sounds to me, according to Wiki, our fine friends at Wikipedia, it's a popular vote. So I think he could possibly win that.
I think he could too. I'm trying to find his follow-up tweet with all this shit he was saying. Yeah, I can't find that. But it was just, like I was saying, basically crazy to get in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know. I think he changes shit up because I think a lot of these people are getting fed up with whatever's going on, wherever they're at. So,
for sure.
Conor McGregor president?
I mean, he probably won't fight again after that, if that's the case. Why would you? No.
Be all coked up on his yacht. Well, he speaks for the people, punching out old men in bars, you know. What else is happening?
Well, in the last few days, following suit with states like, Utah, New York, and Florida, the California State Athletic Commission has approved bare knuckle fighting and slap fighting, and apparently events are going to begin starting as early late spring 2024. So power slap and bare knuckle fighting in California has been approved unanimously by a vote of 6-0.
Surprised they took them that long.
I don't know, this slap fighting shit is still like whatever.
Yeah, I'm not hyped for that. I'm more for the bare knuckle. I have some stats on that. I should pull that up. Let me find that. So, Eric McCracken posted this. He says, here's some data on bare knuckle boxing, which is kind of surprising. It's like, let's start with the wildest stat. Bare knuckle boxers break their hands less than gloved boxers, like 2.8% to 4.7% in boxing. 3.8% in MMA. Did not know that. I thought it was more in bare knuckle. Fewer orbital fractures in gloveless fighting. So 1.5% in BKFC, 2.8% in MMA. Again, thought that would be different. Fewer facial fractures in bare knuckle, 3.6 to 14.5. But then he says, this is where it gets way bloodier. So it looks more damaging. So per like facial lacerations per 100 fighters, 35 in bare knuckle, 7 in boxing, and MMA is 13.4. So that's where it really gets up. And then stoppage rates are way up in bare knuckle, 17.1% with a straight up KO, 18.2% with a TKO, boxing is 9.1, 17.6, and then MMA 6.4, 39.8 for TKO. So his long story short, gloves weaponize the fist, but they look safer, deceptive. Gloves and headgear should come with a disclaimer. They don't protect the brain. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. In MMA, knockouts by punch went up 10 times once gloves became mandatory. Interesting.
There you go.
Like they got some
old school.
Yeah, just with these stats, sometimes I wonder like the validity, right, of the research. But since they don't really cite too much, I know they mentioned a place, but you know, bare knuckle, less data points. So it'll be interesting to see if these numbers hold in a year or two from now, once there's been more fights, because the MMA has had way more fights. And I don't know, did they pull that from what? Is it just UFC? Is it all MMA fights ever? Like that they can find even local fights? I don't know how that whole thing works.
But yeah, I'm trying to click on the source. It's over 5 years. They looked at from 2018 to 2023 from Don Muzi, MD, from the Association of Ringside Physicians, put this together.
Okay. Maybe somebody has a report somewhere that they have to make when someone gets a postmortem after fights. You know, if there's been injury, they have to put that on record somewhere.
Yeah, it just seems weird because I would swear that bare knuckle, well, I knew for 100% they're going to have more cuts, but I would figure they're going to break hands more often because people don't choose their shots unless you've been bare knuckle for a while. Because you see like the boxers that come in and try it like, oh, I broke both my hands. Yeah, no shit. Like you got to choose your shots wisely. And if the other person's like using their forehead as a like catch for your fist to try to break your hand. But interesting. I didn't think that. What else is happening?
Okay. I just found this junior. I don't know. I think we might've talked about something similar before, but here's this, I can't share sound again. Sorry. This junior MMA thing. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on this. These kids look to be maybe 12. Here they are. He's walking out to the cage. I mean, they're not wearing any headgear, but they are wearing leg gear, some shin guards.
Why are we talking shit? We're going head to head.
They're talking a little shit, going head to head.
They shouldn't let them get that close to each other pre-fight.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. No headgear. I don't think this is obviously not a professional fight. And I always thought amateur fights required headgear.
Well, it can't be in the United States, so.
Because the writing is in English, and I don't know where this is. But, you know, you can see some ground and pound. I mean, the one thing I noticed, okay, the technique is pretty solid on these guys, right? They look, there's he gets the tap. But is this too early, too young to be fighting, like, without protection like that? And after, the reason I just played this is, strangely enough, is because of what you just said. Like, the headgear and all that. Like, is this safer, even though it doesn't look safer? That's my question, you know? I don't know. And are you okay with it?
Well, I go back and forth with it. Because, you know, if you go to Thailand, they're fucking fighting super young over there. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the culture. Like, that's just what they do, you know. Over here, am I okay with it? Probably not. I don't want to see little kids fighting. I mean, you're going to have a couple scraps of street fights. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. Organized shit like that for kids seems insane to me. Especially if you're not wearing the headgear. I know it's probably a little bit harder if you're doing MMA. To fucking wear the headgear and grapple with that. But yeah, I don't think it's a good thing.
I don't think so.
I'm just trying to process in my head, like what's the right age? I mean, I think it's just 18. Like 18 is when you can make your own call, and you want to do it, you do it. You probably start some shit at 16, but then 18 is when you can go no headgear.
Yeah.
But I'm with you on that. 14 is fucking insane. So I would imagine, I don't even know what is actually legal here in the United States.
I don't know either. Yeah.
I mean, there's so much shit that goes on in clubs. They don't give a fuck. They probably let anybody scrap.
They just go at it. Yeah.
We've seen
bleed, baby.
We've seen some crazy teachers and students and whatever across training. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck, man. They let anybody train or teach, and psychos, and guys that just got to get up and shadow box if you talk fighting to them. Like, what are you doing? Okay. We're going to fight the air for the next 5 minutes. So let's see what else is happening. Saw a guy with a sweet hematoma.
Ooh, let's see that.
Let's find him again. This might be one of the worst ones where he grew like another face.
Oh, damn.
You just see like that whole side of beef. Yeah.
Looks like he won though, too.
Yeah. Sometimes you lose when you win. And then along those lines, so Eddie Alvarez was talking about his injuries from the fight with Mike Perry. Just said he confirmed he had two fractures in his left orbital, and one was a refracture. He was basically just saying, would have been a thing of beauty to close out the show for the fans. It felt great. This game is wild and unpredictable as can be. It's why I love it. The show goes on. I'm going to keep coughing over here.
It's okay. The show must go on, Matt, even if you're coughing. He's dying right now, if you're listening. He muted himself, and he looks like he's going to cough up a lung.
Well, the thing that sucks, it's not as much as just coughing. It's just because I have a pinched nerve in the neck. So every time I fucking cough, it's like pinching the nerve. Like, God damn it.
This is your definition of getting old, when you're coughing.
Yeah, and you're injuring yourself because you're like, motherfuck, you know.
Well, anyway. Remember my neck used to get really fucked up from jiu-jitsu all the time?
Yeah.
Well, the other day I'm in the shower like a week ago, and I get out of the shower and I'm drying my, like, my back of my hair, and I go, oh, and I'm like, oh no. And Kate, you know, Kate's like, what the hell is happened? I'm like, my spine is fucked up, and it was fucked up for 10 days. It was like, oh, it was doing that weird thing where like it misaligned and I couldn't, and then the muscles all started to try, like my whole back was sore because it was trying to like fix itself.
Yeah.
You know, that's old age when you fucking hurt yourself.
How'd you fix that? You just let it work itself back out, or
did some exercises I had from the chiropractor and just ignored the pain and still did all the normal lifted and all that. Surprisingly enough, like shoulder type lifts, lighter ones, I feel like it helped the muscles working, helped push things back together. But yeah, this is like old age shit, like when you hurt from brushing your teeth.
Like my neck shouldn't hurt from coughing. It's not an aggressive cough, it's just normal,
like a tickle kind of a thing.
Yeah
No good. Speaking of aggressive, have you seen wheelchair boxing?
I'm in, let's go.
There it is, look at these two, they're on some sort of
platform. Fuck yeah, man,
tied in, strapped in. It's like phone booth boxing if you look at it.
I like that, but I feel like this bottom things should be on wheels so that they actually move around.
Oh, so they're like punches move it around?
Yeah. I would prefer them both to move, but I kind of like this because you know you're gonna make contact.
Yeah, because otherwise it'd be too hard. Plus, if you have to use the wheels, now you're not protecting your face.
Yeah, I know what I want now. Here we go. It's like a version of BattleBots with these fuckers. You get one guy that radio remote controls the fucking wheelchair. So you're just throwing. You got to be in sync with your driver. The other guy is just punching. And you better hope your driver is in sync with you so you can fucking help you slip and move, because Maybe the wheelchair can also go up and down so we can help you. It's like a rock'em sock'em, like fucking real life. I like this.
I'm on board with this. I like this a lot.
You combine the battle bots and the rock'em sock'em and the fucking handicap special fucking cripple boxers. I love it. Speaking of all that, I saw this rumor out there. I'm going to post this a little. Misha Tate says she's open to a Holly Holm rematch at UFC 300 if she can make the date.
Whoa.
Wasn't that the fight that Misha choked Holly out in the last few seconds, and then Holly did that, like, as she got choked unconscious?
My memory does not recall exactly, but you probably are right.
Yeah. Probably. Then Misha took the belt back in the day. I'd be down for that. What else I see? MVP signed with the fucking PFL. Not super surprising, but is the UFC ever going to sign any free agents? Because that seemed like a guy that I would have liked to seen fight some of the guys in the UFC.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he wanted too much money. Couldn't afford him.
Yeah, well, I just wonder too if they just seem to be on this cheap spend where they're content with like all the Tuesday night fight guys. Like, we just sign all these guys on like a 12-12 and we just keep filling cards. Don't need all these superstars, which is unfortunate because at some point all these guys leave and then you're just going to have all pie fights. And I don't want all pie fights. Pie fights are nice every once in a while because those are hungrier fighters, but I like the established guys too, more so. There's more skill. What else is happening?
Let's see. I have a KO, and then I have some weird shit. So are you ready for KOs?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll move around.
Okay, so here's a crazy-ass KO coming at you. Curious your thoughts on this. And out he goes. He got knocked out twice. Bam.
Lost his mouthpiece.
Oh yeah.
Huevos rancheros.
Pretty brutal. Not good.
I got a couple. Let's see. Let me get these open here. Oh, I gotta turn volume down and or off. Oof. Okay. Let's share screen, not sound. So I got one here. It's kind of like slow motion now. They're showing the instant replay.
Oh, geez.
Clunk. The Ouch. Head bounce is never great.
Yikes. That's bad.
And this one, like it's like, so fast.
It's like in the coffin, man. He's yeah. Just done. Bing.
Ouch. Just faded him with that. I don't know if there was a better angle, but fuck, there it is.
So like right on the temple?
Yeah. Ugh.
Ouch.
Those are tough.
Ouchies.
Yeah. I saw let's see, Brock Lesnar's daughter, Maya, broke the shot put record at Colorado State with a 18.5 meter throw. You want to see her?
Whoa.
Here's Brock. And here's his daughter.
That's creepy.
They look a little bit similar, no?
Yeah. Chin and all. Good Lord.
Yeah.
She's a large person.
I wonder if she'll go into fighting. She's 100% probably going into wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Seems like there's a career there. If she's that fucking strong.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, I was bizarre, like, how spot on they look. I'm like, oh, my God. That looks like Brock in a wig or vice versa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, I think the jeans are strong. The jeans are strong.
Very strong.
I think I have one more. I'm going to pull this up real quick. I always read this lady's name wrong. Her name is Ebony. And I'm like, Bane? Because she spells it weird. But interesting weigh-in. She always has this awesome weigh-in outfit on. But see mm-hmm. how her name is? Mm-hmm. E-B-A-N-I-E. So I'm like, Bane? Ebony. I'm like, oh, it's Ebony. Jeez. But...
Good Lord.
Yep.
That is crazy.
Like, that's why they should just allow whatever you want to wear to weigh-ins. The UFC used to do that, and we used to have fun. Everyone had fun.
No fun to be had. They've been hanging out with the NFL too much.
Right, exactly. I'm going to give you a fine, $3,000. You didn't look at us the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else you got?
I just got two things in knowledge, and one of them I don't know if I can play because I'm not sure. We'll have to see what you say.
Okay, I got a couple, two trade tweet a weeks, ask the nuts, and knowledge. So
okay,
let me do a little tweet a weeks. Let's see what happens here. Oh, okay, this is from Meme World. This is a little Homer Simpson. No. Yeah, that's one.
That's just funny.
Let's see what two is. Oh, so yeah, you saw the GTA 6 clips, I guess, are out there already. We're coming out, but so I guess they're winning game of the year already.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna play some video from this. I wasn't sure if we could. Just
someone called the Department of Transport on this dump truck.
I have a long, lengthy trailer I want to play. I don't know if we're allowed to do it or not. No,
there was one I saw. I said probably not. And then the last one. So fans think Robert Downey Jr. looks old and sick because of his vegan diet, calling him iron deficiency man. Oh, fuck.
He does look like he's leaned up quite a bit, huh?
Yeah, I don't like it. He needs to keep the facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
That makes you look not sick. All right, what else you got?
Are we on to knowledge?
I'll do the ask the nuts and then okay. We can go knowledge. Let's do that. Yeah.
Yep.
This is a weird one. You're doing a bank heist. Which van team are you choosing to help you? So you have John Jones' van, Connor's van, Jose's van, Paulo's van, and Holloway's van. And I don't know if I want the best fighters or I want the most
gangster dudes,
right? Or the calmest guys are people that I know that have gun knowledge, because you don't want a loose cannon in there.
I'm gonna go probably,
I've seen Point Break.
I think no shit, I think I'm gonna go with Jose's van, you know. Jose's, not Jose's. Sorry, Jose's
going,
van.
You're gonna fucking take Sean Strickland.
Well, I mean, the man can handle the piece, as we talked about last week.
Fuck.
So, you know,
like out of all the loose cannons,
you know, I think I'm good.
I want what's in the vault. We ain't got time. We're going in the vault.
Yep.
I'm probably gonna take John Jones' van.
Yeah, that seems like the most potential for explosiveness in my, from where I'm sitting. Like, shit could go really badly. Or really,
I know, because
well.
I don't trust John. I don't trust Jorge.
Masvidal.
Hamzat and fucking Peter Yan. Like, Wonder Boy's got the level head. But who knows, man? Who knows? You got a little gangster. You got a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
A little Russian. Who knows what's going to happen? Fun's going to be had, though, for sure. Right into some knowledge.
Yeah, I was going to share that GTA 6 trailer, but I won't. Just go online and look it up, folks. It looks, I mean, I saw a video of it side by side of where it's like the old GTA and this one. It's ridiculous. Like, it's night and day. They've worked on this, you know, the last 10 years. But more importantly, I would like to share a new sport with you. Ice tennis.
Okay, here we go.
Here they are at Wimbledon playing a little ice tennis. I feel like we could get on board with this. I mean, I don't know if I'd be any good at it, but I'd like to try to get good at it. This
can shoot cannon? I feel like, what was that fucking sport where they had the tennis ball gun and they would fire it at the contestants and they're
gladiators?
Trying to run through? Yeah,
American
Gladiators. I feel like this, but with the version of American Gladiators, and let me fire the tennis ball gun, the tennis ball cannon or whatever. It's rapid fire. Whenever I want, at whoever I want. And they still need to try to figure out which ball is right.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm in. I saw this guy. So I got, do you have any other ones before I?
Nope. Okay. Good.
I saw this hockey helmet. So the KHL All-Star, look at this hockey helmet this guy got created.
That is cool.
It looks like a real fucking cushy ski mask type thing.
That is really neat.
With the poof ball on you.
I'm surprised they allow him to have the poof ball.
Yeah. That's almost like when they do the Winter Classic.
Is that regulation?
It should be. And then I can leave you with this one. I'm so good. Santa came twice.
Damn, girl. Damn. Fucking
damn hoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got one more show, right? And then we're off Christmas week, and then we'll be back in the new year. So,
yep.
Can't believe it's a week or 2 weeks from Christmas. That's crazy.
I know. Like, we're in the middle of, like, a Christmas decorating contest out here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking, I just had one of my decorations like tear down. One of my inflatables had a, I don't even know how big of a tear, a 20 inch tear in it.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Putting all sorts of tape on it to tape this fucker up, and it won't tape up. So I had to buy like heavy duty thread and needle that's coming tomorrow to, I'm gonna fucking try to stitch this fucker back together,
a
put the tape over it.
Big.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going for it. Big all needle, right. Big thread. Hopefully to tie down all the tape and then tape over the tie and the stitch. Gonna win or come in third.
I think you'll do great.
We'll see.
Big winner.
That's right.
It's your year.
Should be. It's the year of the Grinch. We're very Grinch heavy out here.
That's good. I like the Grinch.
Yes.
Well, that's a good guy. He is a good guy. He's misunderstood. that has been another edition of MMA Notes. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.